Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. Our wonderful Saturday day when Shirley McNeil and I can come to the forefront and work with you. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
Just to give a little background, because we always have new people who are joining the show, Charlene works with God, with healing, and I read from the Akashic Records and bring forth information from the different masters and individuals on the other side who has given me some remarkable information. Charlene, tell a little bit about how you work so that the new people might understand.
Okay. Actually, we will see what isn't working in your life, and then we'll go in and ask God or who your higher source is to take out the negative that's not working and take it out of your past life, because that's in your cell memory. And there's a lot of information coming out right now about cell memory. The cells have memory from past lives that you've had. And so we'll take that memory that's negative, because every thought you have and every feeling that you have has a vibrational frequency, and that frequency vibrates either at a higher low frequency or a lower frequency. And if it's a lower frequency, obviously it's not working for you. And so God will go in, or who your higher source is, and pull that out and replace it with it, whatever your choice is. Let's say if you take out a great deal of maybe persecution, and the persecution will be, which creates a lot of different feelings, a lot of sorrow and abandonment and rejection, and he'll take that out. Then you tell him what you want it replaced with, like joy, happiness. I now accept joy and happiness in my cell memory. He'll take that out and replace it with the positive. Then we'll go in, and when I say we, I'm actually watching God or your higher source make the change. I'm a witness for what is being created. And then we'll take it out of your subconscious, which I call a sphere of understanding, which means energy really starts at conception. If there's a negative perception at conception to birth or beyond, then God will go in and he'll pull that out, the negative perception, and replace it with positive. Now, and then we'll go in and talk to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind doesn't have the ability for reasoning. So if you go in and say to the subconscious mind, my boss enjoys me at work, or my boss and I have a positive interaction with each other. Now, it doesn't mean at the time it didn't, or you wouldn't be asking for it. And then you would change it, the vibrational frequency that is being projected between the two of you, and change it to a positive frequency. Then all of a sudden you find that that relationship has changed considerably. And that's dealing with the subconscious mind. Subconscious mind doesn't have the ability for reasoning, so you can't say to it, well, don't forget to pick up the milk, and then somebody comes home and you say, well, I thought you were supposed to pick up milk. And you said, oh, did you tell me to pick up milk? And what you really did was say, forget the milk. The subconscious cannot reason don't, because you had to reason it out, or could, or might, or should, or I'll try. I might do that, because actually on a subconscious level you haven't made a concrete decision. So that'll be changed to a positive information. And then you go into your DNA, which is your ancestral line. And usually some of the things that is occurring in your life is because of your ancestors. Maybe you'll have the same DNA, not only in your coloring, your eye coloring and your hair, your size, even some of your behavior pattern will be because of an ancestor. But you've also picked up cell memory from your ancestors. and we'll have your higher source go in and take out that negative that isn't serving you and replace it with a positive. And then he'll also go in and work on the heart mind, which will also is a receiver and a transmitter. And it's a substance right behind the heart. And so when you have people that have heart transplants, their behavior changes. And that's because they're picking up memory from the individual that they got the heart from. So he'll change that to a positive, take out the negative and replace it with a positive. Whatever your choice is, what isn't working for you, that is not bringing you joy and happiness and contentment in your life, there's something that keeps creating it over and over again, and your higher source is willing to go in and change that in all those dimensions for you.
Well, that was a complete answer, Charlene. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would like to mention something to people because it might not have occurred to them. And what I want to mention is the correlation between the work that Charlene is doing and the work that the Kahunas have brought forth. And I think we have, do we have a caller?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Carolyn?
Yes.
This is David Salcido calling.
Hi, David. How are you doing, dear?
I'm good. Thank you, Carolyn. How are you doing?
We're great. What can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to call to see if you have any, if you can have any, I guess, information regarding, I guess, my current situation.
David, I'd rather do this through email if you don't mind, rather than on the radio right now. I had sent you a list of places within the government to try.
Oh,
and yes.
I've already I already checked those. I've followed through with those places that you sent. Maybe we can ask a different question.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Ask a different question, and either that or, call me directly, or I'll call you and we can discuss this more.
Okay.
Certainly, ask another question.
Can you provide any, information from the Akashic records that might be of help in this moment?
Okay, and I'm assuming that the help that you are asking is about finding work. Is that the question?
It could be something else other than work.
Well, I'm willing to do this, David, but I got to have a question, dear. That's too general.
Okay.
Be a little bit more specific, and I'll be glad to work with you on it.
Well, how about blocks? Blocks that are in my subconscious mind right now that are, I guess, keeping me from following the path that I need to follow.
Okay. Now, are you talking about the path that you need to follow? Are you relating this to a job? Or
yes.
Another subject? Okay. I will do that, but first I want to turn this over to Charlene for her to work with this. Charlene, this is a gentleman who, through no fault of his own, is without a job momentarily, and he is highly qualified. He has great education and experience. And while we're talking about this, David, before I turn it over to Charlene, because you never know who's listening, why don't you talk a little bit about your qualifications?
Okay. I have a master's degree in psychology, a bachelor's degree in education. My last job was I was working in a psychiatric hospital in an admissions department assessing patients that were coming in for treatment. Prior to that, I was working in social services, working with parents who have children with developmental disabilities. Also, prior to that, I was working in public health. I used to work with people who were at risk of contracting sexually transmitted diseases and stuff like that. And prior to that, I was also I was in the military, and I got electronic training in communication equipment, or working with communication equipment. And when I left the Army, I got an additional training in electronics.
Uh-huh.
And I pursued, I guess I was working in the aerospace industry. And then when that kind of went down, I had this inclination to move into another field, so I went back to school and I got all my education. And when I got my education, that's when I started to work in public health, then in social services, and then in mental health.
Well, I wanted you to mention that, David, because you certainly are highly qualified and have a remarkable work history. And because of the downturn in the economy, you have found yourself unemployed. And anything that we can do to help change that, we certainly want to. What David is not mentioning is that he is a very spiritual person, and employment, he would bring a lot more to the employer than his experience, because he has real heart that he could work with people on a higher level. So first of all, Charlene, I know you have been listening to this, and what I want you to do is check and see if there are any blocks, energetic blocks surrounding David with regards to finding employment.
When I was mentioning before your sphere of understanding, that is what I refer to as from conception to approximately about 5, 8, or 10. What was your circumstances? Don't mention any names, because I don't want you to do that on the air. But what was your circumstances at your home?
Very troubling. There was a lot of chaos in the home. A lot of a lot of chaos. I come from a large family, actually. I have 11 sisters and 2 brothers. So, and I'm the middle child. So.
Well, that would cause a lot of confusion.
Okay. What was your perception about your ability to achieve? You have something. Now, see, I don't like to go in and tell the subconscious this is it, because that's why I'm kind of probing a little bit here. Because usually if I'm doing a session with somebody, I will keep working until the subconscious gives the information. Once I start asking questions, the subconscious, even though it's buried the information, it's put it in reserve, don't want to deal with this until there's a crisis like what you have, and then what happens is, all of a sudden, the subconscious is bringing up all this information, and you're living by the information. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Was there anything where you taught that you had the right to achieve, the right to be successful?
There wasn't much of encouragement or positive information coming from any of my parents. So I don't know if I can, if that answers your question, but
well, to a certain extent, yes. And it's important for everybody out there to understand that everybody comes from this space. There isn't anybody that doesn't. It's what we hear. It's what we understand about ourselves. It's what other people in our lives have projected to us that makes us believe what we are. Let's say here you have these tremendous gifts and abilities to succeed and to serve mankind, basically, right?
And why am
but
I not
doing
that
do
right
it
now?
Because, okay, but the subconscious says, I don't understand this success. I don't understand this high education. I don't understand it. And so what it does is it keeps throwing you back in to chaos again. Because why? You said we had a lot of confusion and chaos. So it throws you right back to what you understood. So what we have to do is go in. Who's your higher source?
God.
Okay, so we go in and say to God, okay, here I am.
Here I am.
I now choose to change my subconscious information. And that is, have God pull out what?
The chaos, the...
Okay, chaos.
The misinformation.
Okay, the misinformation of who I really am.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm highly... And put in, I now accept being highly successful. Okay, what else?
Do you want me to verbalize it, or...?
Yes, because he'll only put in what you choose. This is free agency. And so you pull out what you choose to have pull out, tell him what you want put in. Everything has a frequency, a vibrational frequency of sound, light, and color. And
I
will witness him going in and changing it for you.
Like, I actually want all the blocks to, you know, all the blocks that are preventing me from moving forward to get out.
Okay.
Sometimes... There's times when I'm not very clear as to where what the blocks are. It's almost like a generalized feeling, but it's not very specific so that I can actually.
Okay, now identify the feeling.
It's very general. It's like vagueness.
Vague.
Vagueness.
What does vague mean?
Vague, like not very clear.
There you go. Not clear. Okay, so you got to pull out. I don't feel. I don't know how it feels to be clear, right?
Don't,
you don't know how. I don't understand myself. Who am I? I feel confused. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else? What I'm trying to do is get that subconscious to. All of a sudden, trigger something that's inside of you that hasn't been triggered before. And the subconscious will give it to us. As soon as we start working with it, it'll let you know what it is. How did you feel in that home of chaos and confusion?
Chaos, not very secure.
Secure is a good one.
Actually, not loved.
Okay, there you go. It's coming.
Not loved. Not appreciated.
Okay, appreciated.
Not. not being acknowledged.
Acknowledged is a good one.
Can I help you with one? It means the same, but I think this is important here. Not nurtured.
Exactly, yes. Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Nurtured.
Thank you. Not
That's
nurtured.
That's a very good one, isn't it? How about did you feel alone?
Yes, alone.
Okay, alone. Did you at any time feel isolated?
Yes, many times.
Okay.
Isolated. Like I didn't belong, like I was in a group of people that I didn't know.
Okay.
It sounds funny, but it's actually true. That's how I felt.
Okay, that's good. Okay. See, these are some of the things we'll go in and have God pull out. I'm writing when you're saying these things.
Okay.
I'm writing them down so that I can go in and say to God, okay, these are feelings that need to be pulled out of the subconscious mind because they're so embedded in there. That if all of a sudden you have this wonderful job and everybody's saying to you, Dave, you're fantastic, you're so successful, you are educated, you're so smart, and all of a sudden the subconscious goes, wait a minute, I don't understand this. And so it throws you back to what you understand.
Okay.
And that is confusion, being isolated, unappreciated, not nurtured. And any time somebody comes into your life and starts doing that, it triggers you back to the subconscious as what you understood before. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It makes
yes,
a circle right back in. Is that starting to make sense?
Yes.
If
yes,
you,
yes,
if
yes,
you
yes.
want, you just send me a self-addressed envelope, and I'll send you a diagram of it, okay?
Okay. Where do I send
it? What I'll do is I need to let people just understand this sphere of understanding, because it's absolutely every single one of us come from it, because it's where the subconscious is programmed. And it is so in control of so many things that we do in our life in this lifetime. It also does it in our cell memory, which is a past life, because we came forward with that same programming. And so when that is finally released, the individual starts achieving what? Their highest potential. And that's what you're saying you want. I want to reach my highest spiritual potential. That's what you're saying.
Yes, I do. That's what I want.
that's your whole goal. And
yes,
so we take this other out and say, I am appreciated. I am nurtured. I'm no more alone.
Can I add something to this, Cheryl?
Sure. Go
ahead.
It
would seem to me that, yes, he wants to reach his highest spiritual potential, but let's also put something in there according to his desires that he wants to be compensated in such a fashion that he can live with financial ease.
Right, right. And so many people don't have financial success because this other programming's in there. So what you want to do is, I'm nurtured now by financially being successful. Now, the subconscious doesn't know what that means. So I usually have somebody say, well, I'm nurtured by making $100,000 a year. You have to be very precise.
Okay.
Am I making that clear? If I'm not at any time, say, Shirlene, I don't understand.
No, you are. You are being clear.
Okay. Because I'm never offended when somebody says, Shirlene, you're not making sense. Because I understand sometimes I leave little things out here and there. Okay?
Not much, Shirlene.
I don't?
No.
No, you don't.
Okay, on the show she usually corrects me or when we're on the phone. Not that. Okay, thank you. I left the spots out. Okay, because what we have to do now is we go in and say, you know, I deserve having $100,000 a year coming in at a job that I love. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now,
yes,
not only do you deserve it, but you got to turn around and say to the subconscious, I now accept it. There's a difference between deserving and accepting. One is sitting there saying, I deserve, and the other is finally letting the energy come in to supplement you with that.
Right. Allowing the feeling that feeling to vibrate in your body?
Yep.
Okay.
Because you're changing the vibrational frequency of sound.
Okay.
Everything is in this world is a vibrational frequency of sound, light, and energy. It's all energy.
Okay.
And we've been programmed from conception on. A lot of people think it's at birth. No, it isn't. I do enough rebirthing with people and I've had experiences in classes where energy starts at conception, not at birth, because you're picking up the energy from a birth father and a birth mother, their energy. And the perception about yourself can start at that point. That's not to blame parents. Or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. That's just life. But once we understand it, we know that we can go in and have God change it.
Okay.
Now, would that serve you?
Yes, very much.
Okay.
Before we go on, Shirlene, there's something that I would like for David to verbalize also is you're mentioning $100,000, and he might not relate to that. He might either have a higher number or a lower number, and I think he also needs to program that with what he feels comfortable
right,
with.
Right, right. Whatever your choice, that was I just threw that out as a...
Well, $100,000 sounds good to me.
Well, part of it, the reason that, let's say, okay, even $40,000 right now would be great, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay, let's say we're talking to the subconscious here. If a person gets to, say, all of a sudden their boss says, you know, you're doing such a marvelous job, Dave. Do they call you Dave or David?
David.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, really. Dave, I answered to both.
Well, it's your choice.
Okay. Dave.
Okay, so if he says you're doing such a marvelous job and you're making $39,000 a year, but I'm going to give you a raise, okay? So let's say that it's such a fantastic raise that you're going to be making like $42,000 a year, right? The subconscious does not understand it. And the possibility is to sabotage it.
Okay.
This is just a really vital process in having our lives changed, because the sphere of understanding is absolutely vital, because the subconscious only understands what you've given it. So I usually put it high. Say that maybe you don't make the 100,000, but it's capped at high enough that if it comes close to it, it won't, your subconscious won't sabotage it. And that's why I always put it higher. Whatever you choose to have. If you think $80,000 a year is great, then do that one. Whatever your choice is. But I'll always tell you to turn around and cap it higher.
Okay.
Because otherwise the subconscious will all of a sudden do the same thing and just, wait a minute, I don't understand 42. I understand 39, but I don't understand 32. Because it only, the vibrational frequency for which it's programmed would have been at 39 and not 42, okay?
Okay.
It is a programming that it receives at a frequency. Okay, anything else with that?
No, that's about it. Thank you.
Was there any time that somebody said to you, well, I'm picking up, somebody said to you, you're never going to be successful anyway?
Yes. Yes, I think it came from, well, I would have to say my father, because I never, he's still alive. He's 86, but to be very honest with you, he's been emotionally absent all my life. And I guess a comment like that came from him.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
Especially when it's family members. Even if you don't agree with it, there is still something there that you identify with.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. The reason we have to do that is because the child, in spite of maybe it's just a, sometimes even a flippant comment, the child has been programmed for it, because we're talking about vibrational frequency. It's like a computer system. You enter certain information, then you read it, and you say, well, that's not exactly right. So everybody understands how to delete it and replace it with what they really understand, right? And that's basically what we're doing.
Okay.
We're going to delete what isn't serving you and re-enter new information. And otherwise, on a subconscious level, we'll have God go in and say, my father says you will be successful. We'll pull out. God will pull out. You're never going to amount to anything. And replace it with, I see that you are going to be very successful in your life. Because the subconscious, remember, cannot reason. It only understands what you've given it.
Okay.
So all of a sudden it's been replaced with the frequency of your dad's other words with a new set of words, because it's a different frequency. So it only understands that. My dad says that I am always going to be successful in my life. Does that fit?
Yes, it fits very, very well. Thank you.
Charlene?
Yes.
Let's program something else in there, since we've got this laundry list here. I want David to be able to apply for jobs with a great deal of self-confidence.
Okay, yeah.
And
Carolyn?
Yes.
I actually applied. I went to 2 job interviews, one this week and one past week, and nothing came about it. The job interview just didn't go well. Yeah.
Well,
okay, yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I'm asking for Charlene to program this concept of self-confidence, coming from the point of view of feeling successful, coming from the point of view of knowing that you can fulfill the job with great success, with great confidence. I think you need something along that area so that you can project that air to a prospective employer.
See, because what you're saying is really true. What happens is you can go in for those 2 interviews, be the most qualified that has gone in for those interviews, but we have, on a subconscious level, we have programming which is nonverbal that says, I don't have confidence in myself. I have low self-esteem. You are going to reject me. And so they read that and they accommodate you.
You see, I was picking this up from the tone of your voice, David.
Yeah.
You will. It's been, I'm picking it up too.
But see, you've been through a difficult time, and this is in no way of being critical. What we're trying to do here is to eliminate every possible block to set you up for the greatest possible success.
Thank you.
And that's the only reason that I bring it up. And also, our past experiences have a lot to do with this picture that we project of ourselves. And you're highly qualified. You can relate to the individual. But what I feel in your voice right now is being able to convince the prospective employer of this great ability. I mean, you are a wonderful human being. I mean, the compassion that you would bring to the job would be outstanding. And the employer does not feel this or sense this because of this hesitancy in your voice. And this is what I want to see changed while we're doing this programming. We want to program you for success here.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
The other thing, David, write down this. Everything is working in divine right order. You're going to repeat that to you as many times a day as you need to.
Everything is working in divine order.
Right order.
Okay, fine. Right.
In other words, we're going in here and we're having God reprogram your field. When he's reprogrammed your field, then you're going to say, go to somebody, if that job was not going to serve you in the best way, then that's the way it is. But in your subconscious and in your energy field, you will be recognizing that everything now is working in divine right order.
Okay.
And for your best and highest good. Why? Because you know you are the highest quality that can be hired by that company or any company. It's a self-esteem thing, like she was saying, and a person's tone of their voice, their body language, the way they look at the other person can make a difference. All of those things come into play when it comes to being able to get hired on a job. Confidence, because your body language will have a message as well. But if you've got all this rejection and chaos and confusion going on in your energy field, they're picking up on it. And so then they're not seeing the positive aspects of you.
Charlene, one more thing that we need to release around here, dear, is
okay.
An element of fear. There's
yes.
some fear here that he's not going to get the job.
Now, are these two jobs that you wanted?
Actually, not really, but I've been operating in a desperate mode lately because it's been a while since I've been employed.
Oh.
And in my mind, I've said I'm willing to take anything right now.
Okay, because you're just that desperate.
Yes.
Okay, once we get through today, everything's working in divine right order.
Okay.
Okay, because we're going in, and Carolyn will talk to you while I do it, and I can't tell you how long it takes God to do this, okay?
You've got a long list there to do.
Huh?
You've got a long list there to do.
Right, because I'm writing. I got a whole page. Of the things that you've said that you want God to go in and clear and replace it with. So we got a whole page.
Oh,
now, what he's going to be doing is, you can have some cell memory from past life that is similar where not feeling successful. It replays itself over again. In other words, your cell memory or past life memory can say, you know, you had some experience in a past life where you were rejected and abandoned and isolated, and having this experience has increased those feelings by 100-fold right now.
Yeah.
And so God will go in and change your cell memory from your past life.
Thank you.
So that's not going to be interfering in this process for you to get a job.
Okay.
Because the longer it goes, the less self-esteem you have, right?
Yes. Yes, I agree with everything you're saying.
Okay. So let's go in and change it, because you are the essence of God, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, you're of highest quality, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You bet you are. And so, therefore, anybody hires you will be hiring the very best.
Thank you.
Okay? And
yes.
You'll put that in there so that you have good self-esteem, but these other things have to be changed in the field so that you have this feeling of wonderment and joy about who you really and truly are. Because that is who you are. And God will help you find that job. But we're going to have to, like Carolyn was talking about, we're going to have to release this tremendous energy of fear. Because when you have that energy, what it does is that we start manifesting what we fear. Because that's the only thing that we know how to do at the time. So let's have God release the fear, too. Is that okay?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Okay, what do you want him to replace it with?
How about joy?
Yeah, I haven't had much of that lately.
Okay, joy.
Yeah, I would make that as a suggestion to whatever else you think. you need to feel the joy in your accomplishments and the joy that you're going to feel when you have this perfect job offer that is going to be made to you. And, yeah, whatever else you want to replace it with, certainly, but don't forget joy.
Yeah, joy and happiness. And how about love of self?
Yes, absolutely.
You see, that's actually first thing that comes in is love of God, then God's love, and then love of self. And all of those are conducive to having high self-esteem once you understand who you really are. And truly are. So, are you ready to go get this done?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, David, while Charlene is working on this, she is in an altered state and doesn't hear us. And so now you've got your turn with me.
Okay.
I want you to do a little bit of mirror work.
Okay.
When you wake up in the morning, are you familiar with this?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I want you to look at your face in the mirror. I want you to concentrate on your eyes. And you can put together some kind of program about how great you feel, how today you're going to display great enthusiasm for living, great confidence, be self-assured. Do the sort of things that are indicative of what we're talking about here. And what that will do is reinforce what we've spoken about. And have you been doing that, or do you do that?
No, I have been doing that lately.
And that's good.
Excuse me?
I said, and that's good.
Okay.
Keep it up.
All right.
Because you can, and reinforce the things that you've heard today. Matter of fact, what you might even want to do is to go into this session when it's posted and download it and play it back to yourself periodically. So these are your blocks, my dear.
I've had quite a lot of blocks, Tom.
Yes, you have. These are the blocks, and this is the beginning of turning you around and believing in yourself again, because you have all the tools. And just remember, all these things that you have heard that is limiting to you was not the truth. It was their opinion. It wasn't who you really are. And that's something that you need to remember, too. You know, whenever we hear criticism from someone else, I'm not just saying this to you, but anyone who is in the audience listening, when someone else criticizes you, cancel it by saying, that's their opinion, it's not the truth, and move on. Just that simple little thing can prevent some of these negative emotions from sinking in. In other words, you don't have to accept them. You can cancel these anytime you wish. You don't have to accept it. And I know who you are, David. You are a beautiful, compassionate human being who wishes to serve humanity in the manner in which you have chosen to serve humanity. And what you have to offer is an exceedingly beautiful gift, because there's, and you know this, there's a lot of people out there, they're just going through the motions to receive a paycheck. And yes, you want a paycheck, but I also know that you're the kind of person who wants to go out there and really be of assistance to people with the right perspective, coming from the right point of view, what's best for the person. And there's not a lot of people who work from that perspective. So I want you to recognize that also and honor your self-worth. You are so worthy of a marvelous position. You have the background. You've got the spiritual intent. You've got the integrity. You have things going on for you that other people who are looking for a job like this do not have going on for them. And I want you to play the tape of this whenever you go out to do another interview, to give yourself this, to pump up yourself, because this is not false information. This is really who you are. You just have not been in contact with it lately.
It's just that I've been in a bad place for such a very long time that you can't help but carry those feelings with you around. Even if you go to a job interview and stuff like that, I understand that I'm still carrying those feelings around, and people are picking it up.
It's understandable, David, and so we want to rope reprogram who you are on a very elementary basis, and I'm really glad that you called in and we were able to work with you on this.
Thank you. I'm glad I got called in, too.
And so send me your phone number. I'll give you a call. Let me know when it's a good time to, you know, some good times to call, and I'll call and we'll talk about that question that you had originally,
mm-hmm.
because it's not the sort of thing that I feel that I can really discuss on the air.
Oh, I understand, Carolyn. I understand.
And then after Charlene comes back, I want to talk to you about the tool that Lord Metatron gave you.
Okay.
Because I have a sense that perhaps you're not working with that.
No, I'm not, actually. No. Okay.
And you could be going directly to him.
Okay.
I think something that happened to you is when you downloaded that conference call, you lost it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That was unfortunate.
I had the recording for about a week, and then I lost it.
Well, any way of getting it back?
I don't know. I haven't called that number yet.
It's not on the number. They don't keep that forever.
I actually transcribed most of the reading, and I typed it, and I have it on. I have it on file actually, most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you probably don't have the last part when Lord Metatron gave you the tools to connect directly with him, do you?
No, not that one. No.
Yeah, and that's important. I'll call you and we'll talk about that, because that was a beautiful gift that he gave you, and you could be going directly to him and conversing with him.
Okay.
And I want you to be doing this too.
All right. Well,
you're going to get a job. I want you to know, David, you're going to be getting a job, and it's going to be one that you're going to be very happy with. You're going to manifest for this. Well, Charlene is doing a lot of work, so
I guess I gave her a lot of things to work on.
You gave her a lot of homework, a laundry list apparently.
Okay.
Well,
I think you've done so far. Let's see how this works for you, David.
Okay.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling really good, actually.
Usually people will say that. They say, gosh, how can that happen that fast? Well, it's, you know, God is God, isn't it? He can do anything. He does start projecting that energy shift.
I feel that shift. I feel like my sense of humor is coming back. Kind of lost it along the way.
Yeah, well, you can see why that happens, though. And all of a sudden, when you start recognize who you really and truly are, then you can recognize that there's no way you can fail. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, God's not going to fail, is he?
No, he's not.
Well, and you're his essence, so why would you fail?
Okay.
But we kind of get to a point where things in this world keep pulling at us from the negative, and we lose kind of our perspective. So we released all those things that you talked about. We did it in on your cell memory within your past life, your subconscious mind. We did it in your DNA from your ancestral line, and also from your heart mind, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you did a lot of work for you.
Thank you.
And also projected that when you go in for interviews, not only that, but friends and associates are going to feel the difference. The nonverbal communication that we project to everybody, they're going to start sensing it.
Okay.
You go on the next job interview, David, because there will be job interviews that are going to be coming up, if you can listen to what we have done for you today, do the energy work in front of a mirror that I mentioned to you, and I want you to be able to go into the next job interview with confidence, with your sense of humor, with the sense of who you are, because the employer is going to value all of these abilities, but you have hidden them.
Yes, I have.
And we want to bring them out.
It's like before, like putting a blanket over somebody when you go to bed. You put a blanket over you, right?
Yes,
keep
I
warm.
Do.
Well, what you do is we take fear and we put it over the blanket as fear, and it puts it over who you really are. But that's been removed.
I actually feel much lighter inside, energy-wise. I can feel it.
Do you know the song Zippity Doo-Dah?
Yeah.
Okay, sing that. When you get off, go zippity doo-dah. Now nobody can be sad when they're singing zippity doo-dah.
Okay.
Nobody. You know, I mean, you've got to smile.
Yeah.
And so I always do that with my, I had to do it with myself yesterday, driving in the car, zippity doo-dah, zippity a, because it's always going to make you happy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that'll help lift your vibrational frequency, too.
Oh.
And that's kind of interesting, because that's what that song does.
Okay.
And we'll give you a call back, David, and let us know how you're doing, dear.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you,
Sonia.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah,
thank
and you send me your phone number, dear.
Yes, I will. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, Charlene, I really think we covered about every possible part of your work, perhaps.
I think it did a pretty good job. You know, because there isn't anybody that isn't in it. A lot of times our ego gets in the way and says, well, that's not the way it is with me. But it's just life. It's what we're here for, is to have these experiences. And like you and I were talking about once, just before we went on the phone, our cells become compromised by the energy that's coming in from other individuals, even. And those cells become compromised, and we have to have God go in and rejuvenate them.
Well, that's something that I want to mention to people who are out there listening, that the trauma that can happen to the cells in the body because of some event that has happened in your life and some negative energy that someone has sent to you. And this can revolve around past lifetimes. It can revolve around someone who is sending very bad emotional energy to you. And we have another caller.
Yes.
And your name?
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you doing, dear?
Oh, I'm just stuck with a really interesting sinus infection. I've come
sweetheart,
to
a little louder. Talk in the phone or a little louder. We're having
okay.
a little I trouble
seem to
hearing you.
Come down with a sinus problem.
Yes.
Oh,
and
sinus.
I've tried everything I know to make it move out, and it just wants to stick around.
Wants to be friends with you, huh?
No, I don't want it for a friend. It can go back to God, really.
No, you don't want it. I said it wants to be friends with you.
It wants to.
I think it's an old family thought form.
I think so. And sometimes sinus, if you go into the metaphysical, sometimes you have to look at it and say, okay, who am I? You know, where's the negative energy coming?
Mm-hmm.
It's the cells in the sinus are being compromised. In
yeah.
other words, they're not in their highest God intent.
Okay.
Is there something that's causing you to feel stifled? I mean, you don't need to say if it's a person, okay? Usually it is, but don't mention their name.
No.
Just nobody in your life.
Oh, I have such a wonderful life with such a wonderful husband.
Okay, then but then it can come in your DNA.
I think that's where it came in. My dad used to have the most awful things. and I don't want to start with all those crazy neti pots and silly things.
So he had sinus problems? Is that what you're saying?
The worst.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your dad did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Is dad
good.
Still living?
No.
When did your sinus problem start?
This has been going on and off for about the past 3 years.
Oh.
It started when it went into allergy, you know, from the pollen. And
well, you're tired of this, aren't you, Rosemary?
What?
I said you're tired of all of this, aren't you?
To the point of boredom. You know, you can stand there in your power and your light and say, I move this out. This is not mine. God bless it. Dissipate and go. And then you turn around and going, I didn't go. It needs to leave. Goodbye.
So how long ago has it been since your dad crossed over?
Oh, long. Decades.
Decades? I doubt, Mary, Rosemary, you're that old.
Well, she's 150.
She's heading out with Methuselah, right? Oh, dear. Okay. So you're saying you've had these sinus problems for about 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened about 4 years ago?
Oh. Researching the memory banks and not much. I mean, I've been so blissfully happy for about the past 9 years. I sometimes pinch myself with gratitude to make sure wow.
So, and?
So I really don't know what could have happened.
I know, but do you feel like you deserve to have 9 years of joy and happiness?
You bet. I earned every one of them.
But you've got to have something that's going wrong.
I don't know what's going wrong. Maybe I relaxed and all that family genetics snuck in.
And that's when it came in?
I think so, yeah.
Aha.
Because you relaxed, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Why would it come in because you relaxed?
Well, because most of my life I hit the ground running and was in fast forward. I met Bill and I relaxed.
I don't know. It rings true to you, but it makes me question what you're saying.
I don't know where it came from. I've tried every place to look at it, Carolyn. Is it something that I can release today?
Have you looked at the metaphysical?
My whole thing is I will go to the metaphysical first because there's always an underlying cause for anything.
Yeah.
Right. That's what compromises the cells.
Yeah. And whatever compromised the cells, if I chose to be whatever way it was, I apologize to me, and I'd like this energy to move out and move on.
Did you move at that time?
I moved
4 years ago?
I moved in 2000, and I haven't moved since.
Since when? Say it again.
Since 2000.
Well, that's almost 4 years ago, depending on what month you moved.
2000 would be 9 years,
oh,
I think.
Oh, no, 8 years. Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something. I don't know where I was.
It's okay. It's just Earth.
Do you have some mold around?
No. Bill is exceptional about
keeping. You got some mold someplace.
No, not that I'm aware of. Unless it's in my nose.
No.
Rosemary, you're very attuned into this. Take a moment and ask your higher mind if mold is involved in this somehow.
Yeah, because you've got
just for the sake of it.
Yeah, ask, would you?
Mm-hmm.
I see something like that.
unless there's mold within my body, but it's not from the environment around me, which is exceptionally
pristine.
It's
inside your body then?
Something that's got set up housekeeping in my body.
Okay, okay. It looks like mold.
Are you getting a yes answer to inside the body?
Yeah.
Ask if Candida is related
to
this.
Yeah, it is the mold.
That's the mold, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
That's what popped up in my mind right away.
Yeah, because Candida is a mold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's different forms, and I just
it looks kind of... I can't tell you what I can see.
Okay, wait a minute. Rosemary knows how to do this. Rosemary, put your consciousness inside of your body.
Okay,
you know how
go
to
and
do
find it.
It.
Tell me
what
it is.
Yeah.
Hmm. Way deep in the left sinuses. Ooh. Linked with an old cellular memory.
Okay, okay.
And, oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
You know what it is now?
Old war wound. Smashed
okay.
in his face.
Met from another lifetime?
Another lifetime, and I just...
That looks like gangrene.
Yeah.
Are you getting it?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a mold, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I got the rest of the picture, which is I met the person that I had co-created that particular
let's
death.
Let's see, where is it?
With it.
A head wound. Do you want to go in and get rid of that one?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Let's all of us go in there then. Let's all three of us go in there do that one, okay?
We could form a triangle here.
Yeah, let's do the triangle. Let's do the three of us doing it together, okay? Okay. What I want you to do is project both you to project your energy into me while I pinpoint it, will you?
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
I think we got it. What do you think, Rosemary?
I can feel an immediate change.
I can't hear you, dear.
I felt an immediate change.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Thank you.
I could feel the energy leave me.
Okay, now what I want to do is let's go in and clean out those sinuses, okay?
Thank you.
Let's get, please. Now the memory's gone. Now let's go clean them out.
Oh.
I constantly marvel at this, Rosemary, when we get working on these things.
I just,
how you feeling, darling?
Much better. The pressure's let up. The eye is not tearing. I'm doing much, much better.
Yeah, well, we do know that God created the heavens and the earth, and that's kind of just a minor thing for him to do, isn't it?
Yes, but very appreciated.
That's an easy job for you, because he created the heavens and earth. He can clear out four sinuses, can't he?
Yes, he can.
Now, he did show me that the entrance or the opening to the sinuses were very swollen. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so they had to have some healing on them first. He had to go in there and kind of heal those and shrink them so that drainage. Now, one of the things that usually encourages when you're draining sinuses to make sure you go get something to eat.
Okay.
Because you've got all that drainage from the sinuses going into your stomach, and usually the stomach can't handle quite that much at one time. So make sure that you go put something on your stomach and drink, okay? Drink some water.
That I will do.
So that you can get that flushed out.
Good.
Okay.
I just love it, Rosemary.
Oh, Carolyn, I had sent you a package. Has it finally arrived?
I got it, and you didn't put an email in there for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've got to sit here and write a note, and I'm thinking, mercy me, this is going to take some time.
No.
Would you send me your email?
Yes.
At Carolyn at CarolynEvers.com.
Yes.
And I wanted to tell you, my golly, it is so beautiful. Did you do those yourself?
Yes, I did.
Well, I was looking at it very carefully, and the stitching is just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world did you do that?
What I do whenever I create something for someone, I pray as I go, and I try to imbue that garment with all the love that the Creator ever gave me to give and to pass on.
It is so beautiful, and the pictures of the angels. Did you do that on a sewing machine?
Yes, that was done on a sewing machine.
I thought it was. They are magnificent.
So you did get your gift, huh?
Yes. Well, you need something to start the pep rally, dear.
Send me your email, sweetheart, and your telephone number.
I certainly will, and I will get. I feel so much better. I will go get something to drink. So my, because you're right, my tummy's starting to go. Oh my!
Yeah, send me your email and your telephone, and I'll give you a call just to tell you how wonderful your work is and how much in gratitude I am.
She said, well, this is a surprise. Don't tell her. So was she surprised or not, Carolyn?
Who was surprised, me
were
or her?
Were you surprised for the gift?
Of course, it came out of the blue.
Okay.
You know, you go to the mailbox, and there it is, and it's like, oh, my goodness, this is so wonderful. No telephone number, no email.
No nothing.
I'm thinking, well, now I'm going to have to sit down and write a thank you note.
To somebody, huh?
Yes, with Galaxy.
Oh, grand. That's good.
It was beautiful, and I just love it. And I'm thinking about where I'm going, the places I'm going to wear it. Anyway, sweetheart, you send me your that information, and I'll give you a call.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Charlene. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a
love hearing from you.
Thank you so much. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye.
While we have a break here, Charlene, give people your telephone number in case they want to call you direct.
Oh, that's right. Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346.
We have another caller, and your name, caller.
I'm Dorothy.
Can't hear you, dear.
I'm sorry. Let's see if I can you hear me better?
Yeah, you got to speak up. The line's not very clear, and
okay.
I didn't get your name, dear.
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Okay.
Dorothy? Yeah, I'm from the
okay.
Lord Metatron calls, the Cree conference calls.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Okay, Dorothy,
yeah,
what can we do for you?
I just awakened several years ago, but I'm 57 years old, so I had integrated quite a few illnesses and things into my body just a lot of things wrong. And Carolyn suggested I call in and talk to you.
She wants a clearing, and Dorothy wants a clearing, but you've got to be a little bit more specific as to what you want clear, Dorothy.
Okay, yeah, I have a lot of chronic pain, fibromyalgia, they tell me.
I understand that could be very painful.
Yes, and that is from a past life of having malaria.
Okay.
That's what I'm told, anyway.
I believe it.
Because then that damages the nerve endings. So go ahead. Give me some more.
Like everything from my waist down hurts like 90% of the time, and I have a lot of trouble walking. My ankles feel like the bones are breaking when I walk too long, and they're bulging out. I would really like to have a life.
I think that ankle business is a past lifetime also. What do you think, Charlene?
I
particularly see that past lifetime.
One of the things I'm picking up from you, and it, correct me if I'm not reading you right, and that is you carry a lot of responsibility for other people.
Yes. Have for a long time.
Pardon?
I have for quite a long time.
Okay, and you're still doing it. You're taking responsibility for what has happened to other people.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm guilty.
I'm sorry.
She's guilty. At first, I think she was going to try and deny it.
Yeah. Oh,
you knew
that.
You knew better than trying to deny it to the two of us.
Right. Yeah, I know where I am.
Yeah, you got to just fess up.
Yeah, you just got to be honest. Otherwise, I'll probably push it until you do. So, you might as well say it.
Yeah, you're not going to get away with that.
Okay, so you've been carrying responsibility. When usually on the metaphysical, somebody's hips are hurting, their legs, their knees, their ankles, it's like you carry so much responsibility, and the only thing that you perceive is still carrying it. Is that right?
Is what?
Is still carrying the responsibility for others.
I think you're talking about choice here, aren't you, Charlene?
The connection with her to me is really poor.
It's poor, but the way you asked
the
question, I think you meant to about her choice to carry it or not to carry it. Isn't
right,
that
was your choice.
I hear Carolyn better.
Let's revise this a little bit, Dorothy. What Charlene is saying is, have you thought or considered the idea that if you choose not to carry responsibility for these other people, that you have the right to make that choice?
Thank you. I appreciate the interpretation.
Anytime.
Yeah.
That's true.
I speak for everybody. What can I say?
That's true, though. That's exactly
Lord
what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so Dorothy. You know that you have this, on some level, you know that you're carrying this responsibility for other people. Do you think that it's time now to release that?
It's probably past time.
Okay. Now, if you choose to release it, understand that each human being has the essence of God within them. And they should start to rely on the essence of God within their own heart and soul, and you not to be carrying this baggage around, because
right.
it's not helping your physical body.
At all.
Okay,
no.
What Carolyn is trying to say to you is, let go and let God do.
Yeah, like I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, because otherwise your physical body cannot tolerate carrying all the responsibility for yourself and others, because the physical body is not constructed to be able to handle that much energy coming into it. And so it starts compromising the intelligence of the cells because they can't cope with it. And then you're in a lot of pain and suffering. So
and there's
if you
something
let go,
else. There's something else here, Dorothy, also.
Yeah.
When you carry someone else's responsibility, you are denying them the ability to learn from their own mistakes and from life itself.
Yeah.
So it's good that you release it from their point of view and from your point of view, your health and their right to learn from their own mistakes.
Okay. They're not really grateful for what I do anyhow.
Of course they're not.
Yeah.
They never are.
And the other thing is, I tell clients quite often, and that is, now, if you're going to keep doing it for them, and they haven't learned what they chose to learn, they're going to have to do this life over again. Do you want that responsibility?
No.
No. You want them to learn it right this time around.
Letting
go and let God, them and God work it out, is much better than you and them.
Yeah.
Now, there's something else here, Dorothy, that we're not going to, I'm not going to ask you for an answer, but I want you to think about this in a meditative state. And that is, ask yourself, are you being a martyr in this situation? So don't answer me. Just contemplate that. You might have to work with that issue if that comes up as yes, because a lot of times when we're taking over other people's responsibilities, there is a martyr aspect in ourselves.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's true with you, but think about it at a quiet moment.
Well,
can you relate to that at all?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, she's already answered it.
I mean,
a little louder, sweetheart. We're having trouble hearing.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I definitely identify with that.
Okay.
The martyr.
The underlying issue of what has happened and the reason that you're taking on responsibility for other people. And so you're going to have to correct that. Charlene, is that something, if she wishes, that we can release from her?
Yeah, if she chooses it.
Yeah,
you choose it, Dorothy.
I need help.
Okay, part of it is saying yes, though. If you just say I need help, that doesn't make it so.
Okay.
You have
yeah.
to make a choice here.
Yes,
it's either a yes or it's a no.
Yes, I don't want to be a martyr anymore. Yes.
Okay, part of it is not only being a martyr, as the other thing is if you carry people and responsible for them, then it's like we're the good guy. Not only being the martyr, but we become the good guy. But in the meantime, the other person's learning how to be dysfunctional.
Absolutely.
So if you're willing, because you said you're 52, is that correct?
57.
57. Well, see, you can have another 50 years.
Yeah, that's the way I feel right now, but yeah.
You could live those next 50 years enjoying happiness and good health.
Yes.
Because see, part of this, our job, Carolyn and I's job, is to help people get to a point where we're releasing the cell memory from past life, making it so that our cells are not carrying any more carryover from past life, so that we're ready and everybody else is ready for the ascension. So you can have a lot of really productive, happy, joyful, like we're telling David, how about putting in joy?
Yeah.
But you have joy in your body.
Yeah, it's hard. When it's
Is that correct?
Some
I can't
of that
hear
I missed, but...
I can't hear either. Do you want joy in your body, Dorothy? Because Charlene is doing is she's putting together this formula to go in and ask God to correct. Do you want to feel joy in your body?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
thank you. The answer is yes, Charlene.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Okay, you're going to go in and do this now?
Yeah, we'll do that right now, okay?
Yeah, come on in.
Okay, so she's working with these things, Dorothy. And you have been on Lord Metatron's manifesting conference calls. What did you think of them?
Oh, I love them. I don't ever want to miss one.
We're coming up with a new group of conference calls on sacred geometry. Have you signed up for that?
I absolutely have. May 5th.
That's good, and I'd like to send the word out to anyone who hears this to go to the site www.metatronminutes.com. This is a free conference call with Lord Metatron that's coming up next month on sacred geometry, and I have to tell you, they're wonderful.
Yes, and, you know, as a participant, you know, if you do it, you will not regret it one second. You will just only be happy.
I know, they're
wonderful.
Something that you, if you haven't joined Lord Metatron's regular conference calls once a month, you might consider that, Dorothy.
I also want to do one of your, soul reading?
You just go to the website, www.metatronminutes.com, and you order one. And then what I do is I give you a telephone number to call. We both are there. We take care of your questions with Lord Metatron. And then at the end of the conference call, he has a remarkable gift for you that is quite outstanding. And I'm asking him if he wants me to tell you. He says no. The gift is his gift and his surprise to people when they come to him, and it is a most remarkable gift. So if you order one, you won't regret it.
You will probably see my name in there within 30 minutes from hanging up from here.
That's wonderful, my dear. They are beautiful. I have to tell you, his soul healings are so remarkable. I'm just the person who allows this to happen. I step aside. He uses my voice. I work with the people, and I am utterly amazed with what comes forth myself, I have to tell you. Well, Shirley's still working with you.
Yeah. It's a hard case, just like the last guy.
Well,
Lots of work. 57.
You know, the
work.
Interesting thing is how our lives and the world is energy. And we don't realize this. We say, oh, I have a pain here. I'm carrying this. And I'm sick, or I'm recovering, and we don't realize how this is so connected to past lifetimes, connected to energy that we're involved with other people, connected to our own thought process, connected to our attitudes. And the most important thing is we have the right to choose. Not only do we have the right to choose, but once we make those choices, our reality changes.
Yeah.
And see, Dorothy, you made the choice to call. You're starting to work now on a process of healing your body. And you might have to call in again. We don't know, because some of these issues are so deep-rooted, and the energy, the vibration works through the cells that so many times they're interlinked with other attitudes and thought processes that perhaps we didn't get the first time.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, sometimes it takes several visits, and at 57, you know that you've been through a lot of traumatic times just in this lifetime.
Right.
If you think about all the other lifetimes that you've had.
Yeah. this one is enough.
Okay. Can you hear me, Dorothy?
Yes.
Okay. Would you get up and walk around just a minute, and let's see how you feel?
Oh. Wow.
Does that mean that you're feeling better?
I don't feel any pain.
She's not feeling a thing. Is that what she said?
No, she said she's not feeling any pain.
Well, good.
And I'm not medicated.
well
this
like
is cool.
I said,
so
God
I
can
all
do.
Day or...
Yeah, God
oh,
prefers many miracles, doesn't he?
Wow. Now, I don't want to defeat this. I don't want to.
Now, something I want to mention with what you just said, Dorothy, you don't want to defeat it. It's very important to keep these attitudes on the positive side of the ledger, because a person can receive a healing and they can come back and reverse it by going back into the same, what shall we say, the same negative thinking that we had before.
Yeah, more zippity-doo-dah?
Yes, more zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah, one of the things I always tell people, they feel so wonderful, and then they'll turn around and say, I can't believe it, and I said, don't do that one, because just reversed it. You're just going to say, I'm grateful to God for the healing.
Wow, this feels so good. I'm going to go for a walk.
That's all you do is just give gratitude.
Oh, man.
I love it. She's going for a walk.
Oh, is that what? I can't hear what she said.
Good day.
Yeah, she said she's going for a walk. I just love it.
I'm sorry. I haven't felt this good for a long time, like 11
good.
Years.
All right.
Wow. Oh,
and then what will happen is you'll start seeing... What you'll do is, because things have been changed of letting go of responsibility, you'll start seeing where your behavior pattern will start to change. And if you see that you're taking it on, say, no, I've released being responsible for that individual's choices. Okay? You don't have to say anymore, because you already know what the energy is. Okay.
And you don't want to go back to that, Dorothy. You go back and start taking on responsibility for them again.
No, you just say that's up to them and God.
That's right.
If I think about it, I'll call you.
You just say that all the time.
If I even think about it.
If they're having a problem, you say, well, I know they can work that. They and whoever it is, you say, they can work that out with God. I can see that they can do that.
He's done it for me. Why
and then just let it go.
I'm not God. Who do I think I am? Yes, it's time.
And you kind of do like we were doing with David at the beginning of the show. You say, everything is working in divine right order. In other words, they and God will work it out.
Yes.
Okay? Because he changed the energy that he's going to help every single one of them. That's not your job.
Yes.
That's his job.
Take a load off.
Just let him do his job. Okay? So you go and have a good walk.
Yeah, I'm going to cry big, joyful tears because it feels so good. It feels so good.
I'm happy for you, Dorothy.
Yeah, as soon as I get back from my walk, I'll do my soul healing.
You do that, darling.
Okay. Thank you so much, girls.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, I love you. Bye-bye.
We love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And for those of you who are out there listening to our voices, we mentioned the Metatron Minutes website. We also have IamYeshuaReturned.com, which is a beautiful website also. You might want to go into that and look around. If you feel close to Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, you're going to love what's on that website. And we just put one up called www.the2012countdown.com, all about what's coming up in 2012. You'll love that one, too. Charlene, we have been an hour and a half into this two-hour show. We have a half hour left. How about you giving your telephone number one more time?
Okay, it's 801-944-9346. It's kind of interesting, though, that we've just done how much he pulled their past lives that was causing their pain and suffering.
Oh, yeah, past lifetimes, I saw them. We have another caller, and your name, caller.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, it's Pat. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Pat. What can we do for you, darling?
I told you I'd call back. In 2 weeks, we talked about manifesting a soulmate 2 weeks ago.
Manifesting what? I didn't hear what you said.
A soulmate.
Oh, yes, a soulmate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Charlene.
You've got your list?
Not in front of me, but yeah, I made a list, and then when I walked my dog, almost every morning I would go through in my head the list.
Okay. All right. Okay, do you want to tell me what the list is?
I don't have it, but I talked to you on the phone, Charlene. I realized the relationship I want is really nothing but divine, and you recognize that I need a real special spiritual relationship, not just a typical partnership.
Right.
But you also stressed to ask for trustworthiness always.
Yeah, we did do that, didn't we?
That's something that I'm always making sure I'm asking for when I'm thinking about it. And compatibility and someone that doesn't smoke. And you know, lots of humor and kindness. You told me to stress kindness at all times. And I'm artistic, so love of the arts and spirituality. And definitely intellectual stimulation.
Okay. I love your choices.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
And someone that would love my dog.
Someone that would love your dog. That's cute.
Well, that is good. That's important.
That's cute. I like that. Love me, love my dog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Okay, anything else? Okay, he has what kind of sense of humor?
Well, let's say a kind sense of humor, but I tend to be, a lot of people don't think I'm funny. If I can relax, I sort of have a loony sense of humor.
Okay, so he enjoys your sense of humor. Or he honors your sense of humor? You tell me what.
Likes my type of sense of humor. Gets it.
Okay.
Because some people wouldn't get it.
Okay. Well, how about that he gets it at all times?
Oh, that's great.
Okay, and that he appreciates it at all times.
Yeah.
Okay. And that he has a what? Positive sense of humor.
Yes, positive and kind.
Because some people have sense of humor, but gee whiz, they can think it's funny, but they might be downgrading somebody, right?
Absolutely.
Somebody that has a positive sense of humor at all times.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it can be degrading to somebody else, but everybody else is laughing about it, right?
Exactly.
So we do want a positive sense of humor.
Yeah.
Anything else in that along that line?
I'm sorry?
Anything else?
Yes, I also realized that my grandfather, who I adored, was a real, real gentleman, and it made me realize I think I'd probably like someone quite old-fashioned in that sense.
I love it. Old-fashioned can be good, you know?
Yeah.
They've got old-fashioned ideals.
Okay. Well, and they were really strict in them, you know?
I'm sorry?
For instance, my stepdad, don't mess with him about opening the door for you to get in the car.
Right.
You know, if you go to get in, he says, now, wait a minute. I get to do that.
Yeah.
In other words, when you say old-fashioned, they took a lot of pride in what they felt like was appropriate, didn't they?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not right or wrong for anybody, but old-fashioned, they took a great deal of responsibility and pride in that part of their masculinity, didn't they?
You're absolutely right, yeah. That's the way it was done.
Okay, anything else to be put in?
Hey, I can think of something. Tell me if this resonates with you. you want a masculine man, but you also want a man who has integrated his feminine aspect of soul. What do you think of that?
Yes, I do. I do have a lot of trouble with men. I kind of stay away from them because of the sort of all-American macho. That's not for me. I do like masculinity, but I realize I also need a lot of spirituality. Okay. That's a good point, really.
Well,
that's a very good point.
This happens when you have the masculine who has integrated the feminine aspect.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So he's dealing with both energies, you know, in a positive way.
Right.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Okay. Anything else?
I could go on. I'm sure there are more. The spirituality was very important, that we were both on the same level, you know, even
okay.
to the point
yeah,
of...
Okay, probably good, yeah.
You know, the things that the two of you do to really grasp things that some people don't even feel that they can talk about, that they'd be looked at as crazy. I mean, my mind is just expanding all the time, and I'd like to be on the same level with someone in that sense.
Okay. Well, because then you can enjoy the same things together.
Yeah. You know what you're saying, you're talking about your mind expanding, but it's really, as I see it, your vibrations are moving,
right.
increasing. They're moving up to a higher level.
So you either walk together in that vibrational frequency or it separates them, because they're not conducive to harmony, is there? And that's what you're asking, is that you walk the same spiritual path that you might be in harmony one with another, is that correct?
Yes, yes. And to understand that, we may have different places to go.
Yeah.
But, and to be able to respect that and feel comfortable with it, but...
okay,
yeah.
That's good. Because you don't need to do everything together, just so that you understand each other, right?
Yeah, I would love independence and support of that. I would like to have financial security and, you know, protection in that sense. I'd also like, you know, to feel that I'm attracted to the person and that the person finds me attractive. And I would love to travel. I would love to, I always wanted to be on the road with Charles Kuralt. I'd love to have a gypsy caravan or an RV or something, and I'd like to have the possibility with this person.
Oh, you want an RV?
Yeah,
yes,
do.
He does. And
okay.
She wants a partner who wants to ride with her.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I would love to, like, hit all the fair circuits and sell awful art.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds possible. I know a couple that happened, and she really didn't ever look forward to him retiring because she thought it was going to be just so miserable. But he was so willing to come here and get help and to change things that, he's retired, and he owned his own company, he's retired, and the two are in an RV running all over the place. Just having a joyful time, so it can happen, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so, let's go in and do that.
I'm sorry?
She said she's going to go in and do that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you made your list. The list is very important. And when you make a list, it helps with the programming, but something else that it helps with is for you to be conscious of what you're looking for.
You're right.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely, yeah. And you are right. As I would think about things on my walk with the dog, it realized you're not looking at yourself enough, or yeah, it made me think more. It made me more aware of what I was or was not asking for.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Because
yes.
Most of us, we think, oh, I want someone in my life, but they don't always think about the qualities of who they might want to bring into their life. You have a choice.
You're right. You're right. And you know what it did? As I got myself to think about the qualities of the person, it made me reflect on who am I?
Exactly.
Or what qualities do I want to have in my life now?
Exactly.
So that was very helpful. It made me kind of confront myself and give me an opportunity to make a choice, even about myself.
You know, what I have found is that most of us don't really understand ourselves.
No. We don't, and we work really, really hard not to stop and think about ourselves. And I also think society doesn't teach us how to either. So it's very easy not to. It's very easy to skirt the issues of ourselves.
You know, it's so true. The sort of things that we're talking about today are not the sort of things that are taught anywhere.
No, they're not. And they're really important.
I would agree with that. They're very important.
Yeah. You know, you're really talking about the morals of human beings, essentially, the values, the basic, probably the closest characteristics that get us to our soul.
I think one of the reasons why we're not taught such things is because there's so much advertisements by corporations trying to sell us things that really do not add to our happiness and contentment. They're sold like that's going to bring us happiness, but it really doesn't.
Right. So if we did think about these things, we'd be saying no to a lot of external things that are out there. I think the only time we do end up start thinking about ourselves is by the time we're in therapy, and then we're in pain and completely self-absorbed, and
yes.
We can't seem to get out of our own way by then, so
yes,
we don't tend to make too much progress.
So true.
But
I think you've learned a lot by this exercise. It sounds to me like you have.
You know, I'm so grateful for finding people like you. I've been listening to people like you for about a year and a half now. It's a
mm-hmm.
new discovery, and it has helped me so much in my progression.
I can't
believe the generosity of people like you that do this every week and give free readings. It's just amazing. That in itself is so healing to people. There are many of us that can't afford a reading, and that beats down our self-esteem, because again and again and again it's, I can't afford it, I can't afford it, I can't afford it. But to have the ability to call up and to get a free reading with such generosity and love, that in itself is healing. Just that act is healing. And I'm so grateful.
Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that, because it does take a lot of time and energy in coming to the radio and doing a show. And we do this because, as you know, Charlene, I can speak for Charlene too. We're here to serve. And we know that doing God's work is what brings true happiness. And, of course, we do have to have people purchase our products also to be able to survive in this world.
Of course.
But this show, like you said, gives an outlet to people who can't afford to purchase a reading, and we're, you know, very happy to be able to do this. Something that might be of interest to you, are you part of my Yahoo group?
No, I'm not.
If you go to my website at www.carolynevers.com, at the very bottom of the page, You can enter your email address and join the Yahoo group. And I really do send a lot of great information. I try to do it every day. Don't manage to get it done every day, but I do send a lot of really good information out to the people who are part of that group.
A lot of the information
comes from readings, comes from the Akashic Records, comes from my books. And for people who are thirsting for beautiful spiritual information, that's it. And I can say it's beautiful because it's what I've received from the Masters.
Right.
Yeshua, Mother Mary, the Archangels. The list is endless, and it's not really because I have produced this myself. I have taken it from them and passed it to others. So you would be...
Thank you for telling me. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Charlene, are you back?
Yes, I am.
I thought perhaps you were.
Yes. Let's see how you feel, and you call back and see how fast he's coming in.
Say it again, Charlene.
He's kind of been looking for the same kind of female soulmate as you've been looking for a male soulmate. And he hasn't been able to find one, and he's looking for you, too.
Okay.
There's somebody out there for you is what Charlene is saying.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking.
He's okay. Looking.
He's looking, but he's been discouraged because he hasn't found you yet.
Okay. And,
so be in some very positive places because energy makes a big difference.
Okay.
I don't know where you go for,
let me take over for a second, Charlene. What you need to do, darling, is make yourself available. The field's been programmed. There's someone out there looking for you. Now, there's a lot of synchronicity. You might see an advertisement someplace. You might come across some information, and you might say, gee, is this the place? Well, meditate with that. When you see things come into your life that looks like an event where he might be, then you take that. Do you meditate, dear?
I don't.
Well, time to start doing it. Okay. We can't get into it now. We've done shows on meditation. Sit in a quiet moment. Relax yourself. Go inside. Ask your aspect that has the intuition if this is the place where you should go to meet this gentleman.
Okay.
Because what I'm saying is picking up, make sure it's a positive environment is what I'm saying for some reason. If I give you that information, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I put on a community dance once a month, and that's, like, real positive.
Good. Then that'll do it.
Okay.
But if you're inclined, like she was saying, to go someplace else, if there's going to be a lot of negative individuals in it, pray about it, meditate about it, and ask God first.
And ask
okay? Because it's got to be... If you're looking for a positive soulmate, it's got to be in a positive environment.
Right.
Okay.
Do you see any time or any?
Well, no. I just see that he looks pretty close. Is what I'm saying.
He what?
He looks like he's pretty close.
Close. Oh, good. All right. Well, I'm going to let you take other calls. Thank you both so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Let us know how it goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, call us back. Let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Charlene, we have 5 minutes, darling. Why don't you give your phone number one more time?
Oh, okay. Right now we're doing like with her, even we had to go in and pull poor relationships in her past life before God would move into any other programming because there was some stuff in her past life.
We find that past lives have an awful lot to do with
what's
happening
today. I'm just finding
it
absolutely prevalent. So call and it's 801-944-9346. And if you don't get a call from me in 48 hours, call again.
And you can order a soul healing with Lord Metatron at metatronminutes.com or an Akashic reading at my website, carolynevers.com, And we have a another caller. Let's hope we can get this in because we have about, 4 minutes. Your name, caller.
This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Charlene.
What can we do for you?
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Huh.
Stop listening to your computer.
I turned it down. thank you so much for, I've never, this is my first time I've listened to your show.
Well, just relax, you're among friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've participated in your Lord Metatron calls.
Aren't they marvelous?
And the reason I'm calling today is because I did a ritual last night to Venus, and I surrendered my dreams up to her. And I petitioned her to do 3 things for me, and I wanted to ask the two of you if there's anything else that I need to do to clear, to release, to be
to release
open to
what,
receive.
Dear? What are you trying to release?
Well, there were 3 things that I petitioned her. I petitioned her to fund a prosperity of ease and playfulness in my life.
I love that, ease and playfulness. That'll work.
Yes. And then I also petitioned her to transform my body into a lean and sensual vessel. Well, it's Venus.
Okay.
You know, she understands this. And I also petitioned her to transform my home inside and out into a serene sanctuary.
Okay, let's
what
go ahead and do it.
What beautiful thoughts.
Okay, let's do it, okay?
Okay.
Well, we have maybe 3 minutes, so let's hope Charlene's got enough time to do this.
Okay.
I also have a show on Sunday tomorrow. Are you aware of that?
No, this
is the first time. You might not be aware.
I
come on every Sunday at the same time, and I do a show by myself. So, Charlene doesn't join me then, but you might want to tune in then.
Okay.
There's always interesting information.
Well, and I figure it's coming to a head because my husband actually is away this weekend in Texas, and he called me, and it just took me by surprise. He said, well, I thought this was all taken care of, but the bank is saying we have to get an appraisal on the house.
Uh-oh.
For yeah. And so it was so fast and furious. And of course, it was about money. And we need like $50,000 within a week to show up. So we don't have to go through the appraisal process and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, this is that funding prosperity of ease and playfulness in my life.
Let's hope it materializes real fast.
Well,
yes.
I've put a vortex around her property.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Charlene, we're here.
So I
We've
had no
to...
idea, except that's what he did, was put a, some reason he, I that I'm not aware of, that I know he just went in and put a vortex.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So that there's a positive energy on your place.
Oh.
Okay.
We have to go off the air,
yeah,
darling.
We have to.
We are at the moment, but
Okay. Tune
in again tomorrow and 2 weeks from now, and we'll continue with your issues, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yes. Charlene, we did it again, sweetheart, another 2 hours.
Yep. And it just whizzed by.
Indeed. We love you
yes,
all.
Yes, it did. We probably could do a full day and never know it.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, folks who are out there, and Charlene
okay.
will be back 2 weeks. Not next Saturday, but the Saturday after.
Right.
Goodbye for now.
Bye.